This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Somewhere out there in Cupertino, California, is the cause of all of my pain. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Let me explain what happened last week. Everything I do, everything I run is based, is Apple computer based. Apple iOS. Apparently, they have hired, I don't know if Apple has adopted some, let's hire the illiterate or something, but the squad, the crowd is, that's pushing out the updates, they're pushing out a bunch of junk. Thursday, I'm sitting here, I'm revved up, ready to go. Everything goes black. And I can't recover it. And the best user interface in the world, well, let's just say that when you are a computer on a Gunge radio show and you go AWOL, there's a very good chance you might be taken around dead center. But I didn't go that route. Although I thought real hard about it. And then apparently it is so widespread that the Apple repair places, which where I live, there's two. The messed up OS systems are, everybody's going back in time. So I had to take it and go back in time, and that took 2 days to do it. So I apologize. We're going to be live this week, today, and tomorrow, and then everybody on the end of Genesis is going to take a very well-deserved break for the last 3 days of the week. And then we'll be back again on Monday, killing it. But we're here right now today. Now, as you know, a legal claim of self-defense requires that you be in real danger of life and limb, and that such danger is imminent, not maybe. Yeah, I mean, it's right there. It's inches, feet away from you, staring at you, looking at you. To shoot a bad person in a justifiable manner, they have to have the ability to seriously injure or kill you. That means they can't be on the other side of a fence. They can't be 200 yards away. They can't be running away. They have to be in a position where they're just about to do what they're threatening to do. So if you see a man carrying a knife in a sheath, he has the ability, but he's not necessarily about to stab you. And a man with a knife in his hand advancing towards you saying that you have to give up your wallet and cell phone or get carved up like a Thanksgiving turkey. Now we're getting down to that, you know, skin it. We're getting ready to draw that weapon from a concealed carry holster and fire. The ability is there. The opportunity is there. And the jeopardy is real. But now we get into something that is, I've talked about a few times, and I'm breathless again, so everybody, please. If it sounds like I'm whooping in oxygen, that's because I'm whooping it in. We, each of us, have a different bar when it comes to where we start saying, okay, everything is justifiable. So, what constitutes a threat of that caliber involves an economy of scale of sorts. And this isn't, I'm not trying to give you legal advice. For me, for example, with this nice open heart surgery scar I have on my chest, there's a lot of things that have changed. A lot of things that haven't. Enough things have changed to where I can tell the difference in what I am and what I used to be. For me, That bar has gone a lot lower. A lot lower. But I'm just, you know, this is just for the general purpose of discussion. So, if you are a able-bodied young man, say 21 to 35 years old, what you face physically is going to be, you're going to have less of an opportunity to use lethal force than I would. What you may face that isn't lethal to you may very well be lethal to me. There's a great number of medical conditions that can make a person far more vulnerable to even a small amount of physical trauma. Previous traumas, congenital defects, and many other conditions can weaken your ability to take damage. Back in the 30s, there was this fast-rising heavyweight contender named Ernie Schaaf, and he fought Primo Carnera, who was a knockout specialist back in his day in the heavyweights. And February 1933, Carnera knocked Schaaf out in the 13th round. He never regained consciousness, and he lapsed into a coma and died a few days later. Now, Carnera was a very powerful puncher, and he still holds a career knockout record among heavyweight champions. Schaaf's previous fight had been a rematch with Max Baer, who was also a legendary puncher, and the father of Jethro, of course, who knocked Schaaf out cold. Schaaf's first fight with Baer, in fact, took place 4 months after Baer's infamous fight with Frankie Campbell, who died from brain trauma sustained during that fight. Schaaf's autopsy revealed that he had, in fact, died from viral meningitis, which he contracted during a bout of the flu prior to his match with Carnera. The punches he took with Carnera just accelerated the process. In other words, he was days, if not hours, from dying already. So that meant that this just sped everything up. So what was merely somewhat dangerous, which was namely fighting Carnera, became fatally dangerous after a bit of influenza. And there's plenty of conditions that would mimic that. Plenty. Most people can recover from a stab wound, depending on location. But a hemophiliac person with different, you know, it's a clotting disorder, or a person on blood thinners can easily exsanguinate. So an elderly person may be easily knocked out cold by a blow that might merely stun a person in young or middle age. Person who has had successive heart surgeries could be killed by a blow to the chest that may barely affect another person. EIO. The idea being that what isn't a lethal threat to you due to medical history, age, and other factors may be perceived as a threat to a compromised person. So, while the otherwise fit and able person might not necessarily be too concerned, that is something that an elderly, disabled, or otherwise impaired person legally carrying should be aware of. That your bar is lower. My bar is lower. I am nearly three years removed from heart surgery. And by now, that where they sawed my chest down the middle, that should be healed by now. However, my chest cracks now. How on earth does a chest crack? Mine cracks, but I sit back going, how on earth does a chest crack? But it does. I'll shift some way, and I may be sitting, and my body will flex like it always has, and my chest will crack. The bar has shifted. If I am facing a young man who, you know, may be very angry and if he's my size, see, my size is a bit of an issue. But anything smaller than my size would be a bit of an issue anyway. But if he's somebody who's coming up on me and wanting to get physical, that's not going to work for me. Unfortunately, it's not going to work for him either. So what I'm going to have to do, I guess, is probably try to create some space and get a little bit of his DNA on the top of my slide. When I pop him with the top of my handgun with my finger reference on the side of the gap, just to let him know that this is a little bit different, a shenanigan than he thought he was getting into. And then maybe then he will get the idea that I'm not going to play with him. I can't afford to play with him. Some of you can't afford to play with him. Train accordingly, if you would be so kind. It is truly an individual, unique set of characteristics, that line of a imminent threat. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now I don't know how much you guys heard about this. I saw this the other day where there was Air Force General John Hyten. He's the commander of the U.S. Strategic Command. The press is saying that in, they asked him a question if he would refuse to obey an illegal order from President Trump to launch nuclear missiles. Now, let me tell you something about generals and presidents. Generals don't have in their lexicon, in their sets of regulations, the capacity to resist the president of the United States. If you try that, that's called a coup. That's why we swear that we will, you know, in the little oath that we take when we join the military, that we will obey the civilian commanders that are above the military, that being the executive branch and the, you know, Department of Defense Secretary, you know, Army Chiefs of, you know, all the Chiefs of Staff, all of those guys. Those are the guys from the DOD on up that we say we're going to, you know, Secretary of the Army, those guys. We're going to listen to them at the end of the day. They hold, if you will, the Trump card at the end of the day over all things military. Now, Hyten wasn't actually questioned. This is the thing. They're trying to make out like Hyten said that this in response to Trump. This is where the media comes into play. The media is trying to draw a little bit of a, you know, because we all look at the military and we think of them as our heroes, right? As a former military member, I know the role of the military. Not specifically, I don't have any hero worship for them. I know a bunch of people that do, and I sit back and just go, okay. Well, you obviously never went through a day of what we went through, and then it wouldn't seem nearly as romantic as you seem to be taking it in. Especially that whole falling asleep in the chow line part to catch up on your rest. Hyten said in response to a question, and the way they characterized it, it was a scenario where Trump did something illegal. Okay? This is the way the press characterized it. They never asked Hyten this question, though, about it being Trump. Hyten said, in response to a question, I think some people think we're stupid. We're not stupid people. We think about these things a lot. When you have this responsibility, how do you not think about it? He was responding to a question about testimony by former STRATCOM commander, retired General Robert Kaler, before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee earlier this week. Kaler said that nuclear operators would refuse to implement an unlawful order. That is the truth. In the military, we are not tasked and not bound to obey a unlawful order. However, the military is not the one that gets to decide what is and is not unlawful. Now, like if they tell me to go in there and slaughter a bunch of kids in a nursery school, yes, I can refuse to do that. And I will pay the price until everything catches up. But I can refuse to do that. Trump is the commander in chief. Everything stops with him. Believe it or not, Trump can't give an unlawful order. He is the preeminent in charge of our military. Period. Hyten said, I would provide advice to the president and he will tell me what to do. And that is the honest to God's truth. He said, and if it's illegal, guess what's going to happen? I'm going to say, Mr. President, that's illegal. And guess what he's going to do? And this is what Hyten was saying. He's going to say what would be legal and we'll come up with options with a mix of capabilities to respond to whatever the situation is. And that's the way it works. It's not that complicated. What Hyten is not telling you in that little exchange is that the military would go for a full, if somebody launched against us that is anybody other than North Korea, China does it, if Iran does it, if possibly North Korea, I don't know if we know how many they've got, Russia, if anybody does that, when we get done, I don't know what would be left here, but I know there's not going to be anything left of the originating launch area, because they will go for a full release. All of those generals will go for that. Hyten didn't tell you that. And it's true, it's not that complicated. And generals do, from time to time, discuss things. The other thing Hyten didn't say in that paragraph is that the president can simply look at him and say, you are relieved. And then he can look at somebody else. You are in charge now. Execute that order. So Heighton, he said he'd been trained every year for decades in the law of armed conflict, which takes into account specific factors to determine legality, necessity, distinction, proportionality, unnecessary suffering, and more. If you've got inbound traffic coming, which is the generic military nomenclature for nuclear weapons that have punched through the atmosphere, they're making a little arc and they're about to punch back through the atmosphere on their festive flight headed our way. If you've got that coming, guess what doesn't come into place? Things like necessity and distinction and proportionality and unnecessary suffering. In combat, you want your opponent to suffer. Plain and simple. They also, the mainstream media is trying to say that Congress is re-examining the authorization of the use of military force and power to launch a nuclear strike. I got bad news for you, Congress. You don't matter. You really don't matter. If you try to usurp the president, guess what? Gun owners are going to get in the way of that one. And you're not going to like it very much. That play is a dumb play for you guys to make. A really dumb play. Generals don't make national policy, especially when it comes to the use of nuclear weapons. By law, the decision whether or not to launch resides solely with the commander-in-chief. The checks on his power to launch are to prevent a madman from destroying the world, not to contradict the national policy of the United States. The order to launch on Switzerland, some other nation not threatening us, it may be fathomable to a certain degree, but that's not even a remotely realistic scenario. So, this is a mainstream media attempt, a fake stream legacy media attempt, to get you to think that Trump's an idiot and that the generals think he is an idiot. Heighton never said anything along those lines. He never, ever did. Nope. All of these senators are in Congress right now that don't like Trump. This is all about Trump failing. That's all it is. It's just about Trump failing. So... okay, we get it, senators. You don't want the president to succeed. Unfortunately, he's already succeeding. He doesn't need you to succeed to enough of a degree to get reelected. Life as you know it has changed, snowflakes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those NuGenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does NuGenics really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use NuGenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning NuGenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of NuGenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I have a big issue right now that I'm dealing with, and it's completely internalized. I don't like predators, and I don't like predators that prey on the innocent. I don't like predators that prey on the weak. I don't like predators that, you know, I don't like predators, period. This whole notion of a safe space in today's universities, that's a, it's a very mistaken notion is what it is. It's a notion whereby, anybody else that knows anything about the reality of the world as it is today would look and tell them there is no such thing as a safe space. There are no doors. There's no walls. There's no nothing. There's nothing that can't be breached, broken into, shot through. If somebody wants you bad enough, they're going to get to you. Now, universities provide safe spaces for people who feel threatened because of their sexual orientation or race or political affiliation. These are, you know, these are spaces within the confines of an educational facility, which is very much, you know, it's a matrix-like construct. It's where a bunch of professors are telling a bunch of young kids, this is the way the world should be, and they can tell them that all they want to, and the kids can protest at school all they want to, and then sooner or later they're going to get out of school. If they have any sort of a degree that could get them a job, somebody's going to be looking at them saying, I expect you to produce right now. And all this safe space nonsense is going to go away. So all of you children going to school right now, thinking that you're in a safe space and thinking that this is the way the world is, you will graduate, and you will be out here with us. But that's not what, this is not what's making me mad. By law, today, in the United States, every workplace in America is supposed to be a safe space for women to be free from sexual harassment and abuse from other employees. We are finding out, in gradual senses, that that is not the case with the United States Congress. They may not be a safe space for women to work. And to top that off, when women are sexually harassed or abused while working in the U.S. Congress, the congressional rules for reporting and resolving any sexual harassment or abuse charges are designed specifically to protect the identity of the perpetrator while sweeping the incident under the carpet and out of the public eye. And, and paying them off. Between 1997 and 2014, $15.2 million was paid out to 235 claimants. I'm not going to get out there and say that's good business if you can get it, because it's a hard way to get that money. Now, female working in the United States Congress is not restrained from going to the outside authorities and exposing the alleged sexual predator to the public. Interestingly, to date, no women working in the U.S. Congress have ever done so. So with respect to any women who have been a target or victim of a sexual predator, maybe the women working in the U.S. Congress who have been sexually harassed or abused decided not to go public and expose the guilty sitting congressman or senator because they were offered a big cash settlement to bury that incident. $15.2 million is a staggering amount of money. Even more staggering is the number of claimants. Since 1997, 235 women have been the victims of sexual predators while working in the U.S. Congress. Who remembers Tailhook, the naval aviator scandal? This makes Tailhook look like a day at kindergarten. That's an average of almost 12 cases per year. That's one case per month. This, what do they say about gun owners? They say that there's, 3% of us own 50% of the guns? This can't be the result of just a couple of predators in Congress. This number seems to indicate that there are many sexual predators lurking in the halls of Congress. The average amount of money paid to each claimant comes out to about $65,000. That seems to be nothing more than hush money paid to protect the ruling class of elected officials in America, not to mention that the funds used to pay these settlements were taken from the U.S. Treasury. And that's right. The American people are funding an institutional cover-up of sexual harassment and abuse specifically designed to protect elected sexual predators. What's worse is there are sitting members of the U.S. Congress who know who some of these elected sexual predators are, and they're unwilling for some reason or another to expose them. Have they been paid off? Maybe there should be an investigation to find out. Marissa Schultz reported in the New York Post regarding the cover-up of sexual harassment in the U.S. Congress and how female employees have been dealing with what is obviously pretty rampant, pretty systemic. Her report makes a strong case for pulling the curtains back and exposing this reprehensible and very detestable institutional protection of the sexual predators. And I'm not trying to make light of this situation, but maybe if somebody like Roy Moore had known this information about 40 years ago, maybe he would have held off on preying on young women until after he became a U.S. senator, if that's what he did. Do I think all of these cases? Well, I don't know anything about the congressional cases. I know what happened with Trump. I know that we had a hot mic moment where Trump was talking. And I know that talking nowadays is the same as physical action, even though it isn't. But I know that's how it's portrayed. Talking can mean violence. Speech can be violent speech. I can say, well, I don't think that you can sit there and tell me that you have decided to self-identify as a fern. That becomes violent if I do that. So the problem with a lot of these cases is that we don't know. Here's the other problem when it comes to Moore. Moore has been in the news more than any judge that I know of anywhere else that wasn't sitting in the Supreme Court. Why are you ladies waiting till now to come forward? Where did this come from? It just makes me shake my head. These sexual predators should be dealt with on almost a primitive scale. Okay? Simply because the more I'm hearing about this, the more I'm finding it out. those of us who put on the uniform, those of us who did what we do to shore them up, we shored them up when they weren't deserving of any protection from us. There should be no room for sexual predators. And, you know, Ted Kennedy, he was the lion of the Senate. And him and Dodd used to make a, what do they call her, a waitress sandwich. And then after, he left one of his little, one of these ladies in a car, which is not so bad, unless you think about the car had been submerged. And still, he ran for president, and still he got votes for president. The lion of the Senate. The thing about Teddy Kennedy is he has the same claim to fame that Hillary Clinton has, in my opinion. And if you're a Teddy Kennedy fan, and I have upset you, I don't have any compunction whatsoever. John F. Kennedy was the real deal. I know the dude had his own suitcases, plenty of baggage that he carried around. I know that. But he could close the deal on winning the presidency. His brother Robert looked like he was headed that way. Teddy, you were just famous for being related to your brothers. Same as Hillary. She's just famous for being related to the president. That's not qualification. That's nepotism. And getting out there and allowing sexual predation in Congress is an abomination. We may need to look at correcting that one day soon. With the same vociferousness that we do at Russia. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Gun control. The notion that there's such a thing as gun control, legislative gun control that actually stops anything, is a myth. It is a falsehood. It is a lie. Now, everybody wants to have the discussion, which typically means, okay, now we need to shape the compromise. The compromise will be, we want what we want, and we'll let you keep what we say you're going to keep. How's that for a compromise? That's normally the gun grabber point of view. Here's a few things for you to consider, gun grabbers. Get out your little pencils. Calling the other side stupid doesn't work. And yelling at me. Spouting a bunch of false facts also doesn't work. Listening on both sides is key, no matter how much we disagree with each other. That's because when we listen, we're purchasing time that they will listen to us too. And people don't care what you know until they know that you do care. People aren't going to change their minds to your point of view in the middle of an argument. That's just never going to happen. Like coffee, that's the thing about ideas. Ideas need time to percolate to get to that nice, robust flavor. And we egotistical humans have to reach new conclusions on our own. The lesson taught is never going to be as good as the lesson learned. And the bottom line is this. When you argue the topic, ask questions. Let the other side answer their own arguments. And if they respond with that they don't know, then you have a good chance to provide an answer that was asked for, not one shouted. This is the, you know, I'm starting out with the reasonable template. But here's a few ways we can start the process. Has murder gone down in Australia since their quote-unquote gun ban? The gun ban was basically this. There was a big mass shooting in Australia. They'd never had one before that. They haven't had one since that. The fact that they never had one before that is a good indicator that they weren't going to have any anyway. They did have one. So they started what they called the buyback, which is a misnomer. What gun grabbers don't mention is that it was a mandatory with the force of the government behind it, program. You will turn in your guns, but we'll be nice and pay you something for them. they got somewhere between 650,000 and 1 million guns. And that's a lot of guns, right? And considering that there were somewhere between 2.5 and 5 million guns to start with, the buyback only netted somewhere between a third and a fifth. So just to be clear, the gun ban left somewhere between 65 and 80% of all guns in circulation. Well done, gun grabbers. You didn't grab as many as you thought. So what did it accomplish? Proponents aimed gun homicide and gun suicide reductions. It's like it's worse to be killed with a gun rather than some other method. That's our, is it? If I come up to you and I pull your shoestrings out and I strangle you with them, are you, as you're dying, are you going to be going, well, that Bill, he was nice, he didn't shoot me? Is there a moral high ground to be murdered with? In two of those years since then? Well, okay. 6 years after the buyback, overall homicide didn't change. And in two of those years, homicide actually went up. And the other fact often left out in the debate is that gun homicide was already declining before the ban. Yeah. After those 6 years, overall homicide continued in a gradual decline, just like it has here in the United States. And I need you to hold on to that for a second. While homicide was settling down, gun ownership again began to creep back up in Australia. Now it's actually higher now than it was before the ban. And yet the homicide hasn't gone up. If there was a casual relationship, shouldn't we see that? So the net here, 20 to 30% of the guns were taken off the street. There was no observable reduction in murder rates. When guns came back into the population, there was no observable increase in the murder rates. What does it mean there? There is no correlation, much less causation, in that between ownership and crime. Are there a lot of people killed with, let's say it together, assault rifles? According to the FBI, in 2016, 374 people were murdered with rifles of any kind. That represents about a 19-to-1 ratio of handgun to rifle involvement. The FBI reports that 3,263 murders were committed using firearms of unknown type. Just to be really conservative, let's categorize the right amount of unidentified guns, too. Using the 19-to-1 ratio, we can add another 171 murders to the rifle category. That brings the total to 545. And even if we assume that every single one of those cases involved an AR, that's still less than the number of murders committed by punching and kicking. The number was 656 in 2016. Knives were involved in 1,604 murders, and blunt objects were used in 472 cases. I think we need to ban hands and feet, mailboxes, and knives, of course. And to summarize, those assault weapons, your italics there, gun grabbers, were involved in fewer murders than bare hands and feet. Okay? What do you think is involved with more deaths? Guns, alcohol, or drugs? 2016, 15,070 people were murdered in the United States by any method, including shoelaces. Of those, 11,000 involved the use of a firearm by any type. In 2016, 10,497 innocent people were murdered by drunk drivers. Let's look at one more data point. Just during the single year of 2016, approximately 64,000 people were killed by drug overdose. If you want to equate the two arguably self-inflicted death categories, drug overdoses and suicide, there were 44,173 suicides in the U.S., and of that, the victim used a firearm in 22,000 cases. So 22,000 people killed themselves with a gun, 22,000 more people killed themselves by other means, and 64,000 people killed themselves with drugs. Does England have fewer murders than we do because of gun law? Short answer is that England and Australia have always had lower murder rates than the United States. For 100 years or more, that's been the case. They have had a more homogenous population. We're the melting pot, right? Guns, or the fact that we call oil-boiled potatoes French fries, while Brits call them chips, has nothing to do with it. So let's look at some pictures. Here's one from Steve Pinker's, but The Better Angels of Our Nature, Why Violence Has Declined. It's a clear view of about the past 100 years or so, murder rate per 100,000 people. As you can see, the United Kingdom has always had a murder rate of about 1 per 100,000 people. The United States rate has varied from a high of about 10 down to the current level of about 4. What's not so clear on this graph is the massive United Kingdom gun ban of 1997. It caused the century-old murder trend to fall. It actually went up. What does that mean? Maybe we should look at some other factors. England has five times as much violent crime as we have. So maybe some people are getting killed by means other than guns. Once again, is there a better way to be killed than being shot? Is being shot worse than the other ways? If you want to find out what's really going on, you need to listen to somebody that knows about economics. Most of the people that studied economics studied a long time ago when dinosaurs and Toyota Sequoias were roaming the earth. When England banned all the handguns, murder rates should have fallen, and they didn't. When Australia brought back all the guns, murder rates should have gone up, and it didn't. When they gradually re-added, we should have seen a gradual uptick. We didn't. When the United States, here, with the guns on the streets, doubled over the past couple of decades, murder rates should have gone up, but they fell by half. The problem is that when we humans so desperately want to believe some point of view, we tend to latch on to an artificial causation argument all too quickly. Unfortunately, gun grabbers, the world just is not that simple. Looking at the numbers, you see that. Now, very shortly, in England, in all of Europe, as a matter of fact, where they have no guns, where they, you know, they're much more refined than we are. You know, they drink tea instead of coffee. They have crumpets instead of croissants and all that other stuff. I would expect to see murder rates go up. We're already seeing it in France. Already seeing it in France. So, the French have even canceled their Christmas markets this year. Terrorism hasn't even happened, and they're canceling it because of terrorism. That's how terrorism wins, France. That's how terrorism wins. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.